There's nothing better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. And that doesn't mean flopping down on the couch with bunny slippers. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star, or a tech nomad working from anywhere and jumping from one thing to the next. Whoever you are, Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are designed for a level of coziness that makes you feel like you can do anything. You might even forget you're wearing them. And their shoes are so stylish, they go perfectly with a wear whatever I want attitude. Allbirds is all about loving Mother Nature too, because no one wants to leave a bad footprint. Each shoe is carefully crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. From ZQ certified merino wool to a bouncy midsole made from sweet foam, the world's first carbon negative EVA material made from sugarcane. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Step right up here! Don't be shy!
The Super Bowl is over, but the NFL quarterback carousel is just beginning.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
What does the future hold for all 32 NFL teams at the QB position?
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to spin this wheel right here.
Let's spin the wheel and find out which teams we hit today. The Tennessee Titans.
All right, let's welcome in our pal, Paul Kaharsky. You always liked, but now I love Paul Kaharsky, which you can find at paulkaharsky.com because I'm on his Twitter bio, Paul Kaharsky NFL. I never realized this. He is a Bruce Springsteen addict. Paul, how are you?
I'm good. I've been to two shows on this tour already. I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow. That's impressive. And where was the other stop?
Atlanta, which is a reasonable drive from here. But I took a connecting flight to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm taking my wife and my 13-year-old son to his first show in Greensboro coming up.
How about that? Now, my producer, Hot Take Kiki, he got annoyed at me because I said I'm going to three shows on this tour. And he's like, isn't that a bit excessive? I'm going in Long Island and New Jersey and then in Philadelphia trying to swing Madison Square Garden. But I can't explain to him how great it is because he just doesn't get the magic of the boss.
Yeah, it's not excessive. It's completely appropriate. Congratulations.
Good. Perfect. A lot of the things my producer says end up being wrong, so... It's a bad opinion by him, but we'll continue to power through. So let me start you off with Ryan Tannehill. I was operating under the belief that this past year was his final year with Tennessee, but it seems like that's not going to be the case. Do you expect him back on the roster come the fall?
I don't only expect him back. I think it gets extended in order to get his cap number under control. He's $36.6 million. They could sure use some of that money. They stretched it out largely for Julio Jones by redoing his deal and pushing some money into some voidable years. They need to get that number down in all likelihood. And I could see him extending him in a way that he'd maybe be signed through 2004, 2005, and they could get out of it next year or the year after. But it's not written in stone, and they could trade or release him. I think he's got trade value for sure. They'd eat 18.8 in dead money, but save 17.8, which is obviously a dramatic saving.
Do you expect, I know there's been conflicting reports, that Derrick Henry will be on the roster?
I think he'll be on the roster. I mean, I think they've put their toe in the water to see what he's worth. I don't think he's worth that much. I mean, he's heading towards 30. And he needs, a heavy, heavy workload. And he's not a three-down back. He's not going to help you on third down. He's not very good in the passing game or in pass protection. So he's good in the context of the Titans, who are going to give him the ball 23, 24 times a game. But who else is going to structure their offense around a guy like that and give up a value pick to take on $10 million in base salary? I think it's kind of a long shot that they'd get their money's worth for him, so to speak.
What do you think it's going to have to be in return for them to say, okay, we're going to part ways, final year of the deal, and get rid of Derrick Henry and trade him to wherever, like a Buffalo, Philadelphia, wherever it may be?
Well, I mean, I could see Buffalo maybe offering a fourth rounder, but again, I don't know if Buffalo – you take out Josh Allen's carries. I was looking at this today. They handed the ball off 18 times a game. So if they were to give Derrick Henry 12 or 13 carries a game, I don't think they're getting what people think of as Derrick Henry with 12 carries a game. That's 10 carries short of what Derrick Henry needs to be Derrick Henry. I don't think it'd be very prudent for Buffalo. I know it only takes one, but is that the best thing for Buffalo to get a guy who needs 22 carries, give him 12 carries, and pay him $10 million, plus give up a pick to get him? I don't think it'd be very prudent for the Bills or for a lot of teams.
So it would only probably cost the fourth rounder for Henry? I know he's in the final year of his deal, but you only think it's going to be that?
Yeah, I mean, a third would surprise me, and I don't think it'd be more than a third.
So at that rate, it probably just makes sense for them to keep him, and then if he walks at the end of this year, you get a compensatory third-round pick back.
Yeah, though the thing is they have a ton of salary cap money next year, and I think there'll be way more incoming than outgoing of value, so he'd probably get canceled out.
Right now, Paul Kaharsky, when you look at this football team, what do you, I know that you still got to go through the draft. You still got to go through free agency. But what are your expectations for this team this year? Because it seems like this is the Jaguars division and then it's everybody else.
Well, I mean, the Titans, you know, absolutely fell apart with injuries, starting with Tannehill. They used 93 players 2 years ago and 87 this last year. Seven-game losing streak was brutal. They need an offensive line rebuild. They need wide receiver help. They're obviously getting older with Tannehill and with Derrick Henry. But I think Mike Vrabel is an excellent coach.
Agreed.
And, you know, and they've got a new GM. If they could do better drafting and have a fruitful free agency, I think, even if they were bad, come out with fewer than 7 or 8 wins in a division where Indianapolis and Houston are still going to be, you know, at the very best, at the front end of good new quarterbacks. And they've got a second-place schedule instead of a first-place schedule, which gets them out of the Bills and the Chiefs and the 49ers. So I think they could, you know, if they do well in this player acquisition stuff, I think they could be right there with the Jags. It's not like the Jags ran away with the thing, and the Jags caught them, you know, two times in that late season fail instead of in the early season when the Titans were pretty good. So I think it'll be a two-team division and much more competitive than it had been for a while. But I think Mike Vrabel will do good work to probably keep them in the mix or maybe, you know, contending for a seventh spot. As loaded as the AFC is, you know, that seventh spot's been nothing special the last 2 years.
Was the A.J. Brown trade, is that the reason why John Robinson's no longer the GM, in your opinion?
Well, it was the final straw. I mean, Isaiah Wilson played 4 snaps for the franchise as a first-round pick. Caleb Farley came in as an injured guy, didn't do anything as a first-rounder, was only playing special teams when he injured his back again. They've had too many first-rounders not pan out. Hardly re-signed to anybody, brought in a guy like Vic Beasley who didn't show much affection for football and only lasted half a season, didn't get anything out of Jadeveon Clowney when he was here. Too many misses on guys they spent money on or brought in for a big role. Josh Reynolds didn't really like football while he was here, went to Detroit and did some things. Just too many misses. And then the A.J. Brown thing, I mean, the other three teams that had receivers who were upset about their contracts at the same stage, their teams all managed to make things work out. And the Titans folded, seems to me, really quickly with A.J. Brown. And now, guess what they need? A guy like A.J. Brown.
It's funny how that works. At the time, I remember I was on the air at the draft in Las Vegas, and I absolutely slammed them. I thought it sent a horrible message to the locker room for a team that was in it the last few years. You know, we're in an AFC title game, and it just didn't make sense to get rid of one of your better players.
I've covered this team since its last year in Houston in 1996. They've had a problem finding and developing receivers forever. He was the first real premier guy since Derek Mason that they drafted and developed. And Robinson kind of acted like, well, we'll just go do it again. And maybe Treylon Burks turns into that, but it's going to take some time. It didn't take A.J. Brown very long. So you finally get one, you gotta treasure it.
Before we let you run, the new GM, Rand Carthon, what could we just kind of expect out of him? What have been your early impressions, Paul Kaharsky?
I mean, he's an impressive guy. He's super popular around the league, too popular with a lot of national media for my liking, from everything I gathered at the Combine, talking to a lot of guys. But, you know, it's too early to have any kind of read on anything. He's cut a bunch of guys that we knew were going to be cut. Outside of that, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do in free agency and then with the draft. And only then we'll start to get a sense of what direction he wants to guide them in, and then we'll have to see how they play. But it's very interesting to talk about his desire to serve Mike Vrabel and Mike Vrabel's staff by giving them what they need and what they ask him for. I haven't heard a lot of personnel guys talk so dramatically in those terms. So I think Vrabel's got to be really excited about that.
He's Paul Kaharsky. Make sure you check him out, paulkaharsky.com. Does a great job covering the Titans and also is a big fan of Bruce Springsteen, which we love. Paul, thanks for the time. You be well.
Thanks.